This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Federal agents are working fast to try to figure out if more people are renting hotel rooms in Washington or flying there or renting cars there. What's this all about? The AP's Jackie Quinn's got the answer.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told lawmakers they are changing their schedule and ending up their week's work now. An insider says it's because of threats by a militia group allegedly planning to storm the Capitol March 4th, which used to be the nation's inauguration date. Supporters of QAnon are saying they believe Thursday former President Trump will rise to power again. And after the deadly January attack at the Capitol, the House decided not to be in session for the day. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
But the House did pass two major bills overnight. The George Floyd Justice and Policing Act would ban chokeholds and immunity protections for police officers. Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Those who are engaged in misconduct, that is who this bill addresses. The tragic death of George Floyd has awakened the world and the nation to the gross injustice that too many African Americans face on a daily basis.
But Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin fires back.
This bill empowers criminals while stripping cops of the tools they need to do their jobs and the due process guaranteed to them by the Constitution. It exposes law enforcement officers and their families to potential retribution by criminals.
Will Alabama be the next state to dump the mask mandate? This morning, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey will announce whether she'll lift the mask order. Health experts are urging her to keep the mask on. But some Alabama Republicans want her to dump it, as Texas and Mississippi have done. COVID-19 has now killed more than 518,000 people in this country. This is AP News. Authorities are taking a closer look at the crash that landed Tiger Woods in the hospital with serious leg injuries. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel.
When a plane crashes, officials check out the black boxes to find out some of what might have happened before the crash. A similar situation is happening with Tiger Woods' crash. Authorities in the Los Angeles area will look at the data that was recorded from the SUV he was driving to find out what might have caused the vehicle to crash and roll over a little more than a week ago. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says traffic investigators have gotten a search warrant to look over the data automatically collected by the vehicle, but there is no immediate word on what that device turned up. Authorities have already declared the wreck an accident and that Woods was not drunk or impaired as he drove along in good weather early on February 23rd before his SUV went out of control. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.